Good evening, Aboisai. Good evening. As we have been learning throughout Ilchus Kiyashma that we learned, I felt the whole time it was very interesting. Halachas, Hefsek, in the middle of Shema, we learned about Diktuk in Shema. We learned about Shema in a different language. We learned about so many Shailas, weeks of learning, Baruch Hashem, indeed months of learning of Ilchus Kiyashma. But throughout the whole time, we felt there was something missing. There's just something missing. And a few of the Choshva Balabatim pointed out as well that we learned that Shema, especially when it comes to the first Pasuk, you need to have Kavanah. And if you fail to have Kavanah, we learned somebody who says the first Pasuk of Shema and he doesn't have the right Kavanah, he's not Yotze. You have to go back and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Until you've got Kavanah, the rest is a machloikas as to whether Kavanah is ma'akev or not. But certainly it's intrinsic and it's essential, the Kavanah. The Kavanah of Shema is of incredible importance. Therefore, as we completed Hilchus Kiyas Shema, I felt there's just something missing. We need to have one more level to all this. We need one more layer to top it all up. And we're very fortunate that, Baruch Hashem, we've got a very, very choshev Talmid Chacham, Baal Hashkafa, who happens to be my closest friend, and he happens to be living in Edra as well. Rabbi Weingarten Shlita, who is an expert Baal Machshava, and was kindly agreed to give us that additional level of understanding and of learning with regards to Kiyas Shema. I'm really grateful on behalf of the entire Sheh to agree to come and give us this missing bit. Thank you very much.
Good evening. Bershus Rav Emanuel, Bershus Da'ilam. There's an interesting thing with Kiyas Shema. We're used to it, that it's part of davening. Kriyas Shema Shachris is part of Shachris, and in Maariv it's part of Maariv. Technically, you could be Yotze Kriyas Shema, nothing to do with davening. Fellow didn't daven for whatever reason, and he just said Kriyas Shema, he's Yotze Kriyas Shema. The day and the night. But Lamaisa, it's been made, Chazal have been masaking it, to become part of the Tefillah. It's part of Shachris, it's part of Maariv, we have Birchus Kriyas Shema, we have the Issa to be mafik between Birchus Kriyas Shema and Shemayna Esra. It has to follow through Kriyas Shema to Shemayna Esra. And the question is, what's the glue that holds Kriyas Shema and davening together? What's Kriyas Shema? Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim. We have to accept the yoke of Hashem on ourselves, and we have to know there's a mitzvah we've got to remember, we've got to do. Okay, fine. How does that tie into davening? Somebody's got a list of things to remember. So I understand he has to mention it twice a day. He could forget. There's a lot of stuff going on in our life. Good. So make a day, make a time once in the morning, once in the evening. You have to sit there and you have to be mechaven. You have to, disturbances away. These are the things I have to do. The mitzvahs, the averus, the scha. Good. How does it fit into davening? Half a minute later, we're standing up and saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Aviseinu, please give us this, please give us that. Kriyas Shema is an important thing, good. But what does it have to do with Tefillah? Another question. I'd like to read you a few words from Avodram. Avodram is a Rishon, and he is one of the important Pirushim on Tefillah. And he's talking about the bracha that we say just before Kriyas Shema. At night, it's Ava Seilam, in the morning, Ava Rabba, for Nusach Sfad, Ava Seilam. And he goes through piece by piece, every phrase by phrase, and he explains, what does this mean, what does that mean? So he says like this at the end. It's a Nusach Sfad. He says that Nusach Ashkenaz, Ole Yachetcha, Ole Avo Eshmecha. I'm a Sfad person. Ole Yachetcha at the end, do you say that in Ashkenaz? You do, yeah? Okay, fine. Al kaponim, ol yachetcho, to proclaim that Hashem is one, ol ha'avo es shmechon, to love your name. What does that refer to? Zuhi kriyas shema. To make Hashem one, to pronounce Hashem's oneness and to love him, zuhi kriyas shema. Sheyesh bo yichudei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Hashem echod, uchsiv beivo havto, and it says there you should love him. Baruch ata Hashem, habayche ba'am Yisrael ba'avo. Hashem, you are the Makor of Brachos, HaBoicher, who chooses, Ba'amu Yisrael, this nation Yisrael, Ba'avo, with love. What's the meaning of that statement? Shenemar, he brings a pasuk in Vayis Chanan, where it says like this, Loi Meirubchem, not because you are so many, Mikol Amim, above all the other nations, Choshach Hashem Bochem, Hashem desired you, As the pasuk continues there, ki hatem hamaat, you're the smallest among the nations. So why did Hashem choose you? Ki me'avas Hashem eschem, because Hashem loves you. That's the meaning of haboicha ba'amu Yisrael ba'avo. Hashem chose us not because of this or that, but because He loves us. Let's go on. Umesayim habrocha alo avo. He asks a kasha. He says, we're leading up to Kriyas Shema. You'd expect that in the last piece over there, Baruch Atah Hashem, it should say something about the oneness of Hashem, which is the next thing that we're going on to. Umesayim habrocha alo avo. And the brocha finishes with avo, with love. Loy ala yichud. And does not mention oneness. Mipnei. And this is the piece that we need. Shesipur hayichud. Because the pronouncement of the oneness of Hashem, im lo yie me'avo, if it's not from love, umilev sholem, and with a full heart, lo yoyil klum, it doesn't help at all. Sipur hayichud, the declaration of oneness, im lo yie me'avo umilev sholem, if it's not done with love and with a full heart, a complete heart, lo yoyil klum, it does nothing, it's worthless. You looked in the Kavanos in Krishma, it says Be'imo, Be'iro, Be'reses, Be'zeh. It talks a lot about being, you've got to be present, you've got to be there, not thinking about 20 things. And it's got to be with the COVID rush, with seriousness and with fear. He says, if it's not done with avo, if you don't do it with love, he says, like, oh, klum, it's nothing. It's not just an added thing that one should do it with love. He says, it counts for nothing if it's not done with avo. And that's why the bracha finishes Abaycha Ibam Yisrael Ba'ava. That's the importance of Ba'ava at that point. But this needs understanding. Well, what is it? I mean, every mitzvah that you do Ba'ava is nice and good, and it's good. It's, it elevates it. But to say that Krishma, which doesn't seem to have any connection to Ava, and if you don't have Ava, then it's Loyal Klum, needs an explanation. Just reminded of a story. I'll just put it in here before we get into the Teretz. There was a Yid, the Ursameach, Ramey Simcha Dvinsk, famous Ursameach. And somebody wrote him a letter. I forgot all the details of the names and the places, but the point of the story is accurate. Somebody wrote him a letter, I believe from Yerushalayim, and he wrote him an answer back. It was probably a question, he wrote him an answer back. He writes him the letter, and at the end, where you normally write yours or yours faithfully or with friendship, he writes, Hachosim kishmul verabonon. He who signs, like Shmuel and the Rabbonon. And then he signs his name, Meir Simcha HaKohen Midvinsk. So the man got the letter and he reads the letter, he understands the answer. Hachosim kishmul verabonon. He's signing like Shmuel and the Rabbonon. No idea what it's talking about. And at the end, the signature, Meir Simcha HaKohen Midvinsk, there's some signature. So he was baffled, he didn't know what it means. Hachosim kishmul verabonon. So he's walking around Yerushalayim, and he's asking people, anyone have any idea? What? No. So one day he meets a man, I think his name was Rabbi Yochum Bodyansky, there's a Yid Menushas, and he meets him and he says, I got this letter from Samech, what does it mean? Achisim Kishmul Verabonon. So he stopped for a minute, and he thinks, and he says to him, I'll tell you. He says, one of the only places in Shas, maybe the only place, I don't know, the only place in Shas where there's a Machlokes Shmul and the Rabbonon. Normally it's Rav and Shmuel, but Shmuel ve'Rabbonon, there's a machlokes like this. The bracha that we say before Kriya Shema, should you say Avo Rabo, or should you say Avo Soilam? Like I said before, Ashkenaz say Avo Rabo, Sfat say Avo Soilam, but it's a machlokes Shmuel and the Rabbonon in the Gemara. I don't know who says what, but do you say Avo Soilam or Avo Rabo? This is the only place in Shas where Shmuel and the Rabbonon argue. He says, what the Ursameach meant to say to you was, Hachosim, I'm signing off, Kishmuel ve'Rabbonon. In everlasting love and in great love. Ava Rabba and Ava Salem. That's what he meant in his letter. Okay, back to our subject. Krishma is about commitment. A person commits to keep the mitzvahs, etc. Let's take a look at commitment for a minute. Let's say somebody is going fundraising and somebody commits £1,000, so I'm going to pay £1,000 to your whatever it is. Then he goes to the next door, and the next person says, £100,000. Which is the greater commitment? £100,000 is a bigger commitment, for sure. That's from the perspective of the person receiving the money, the person that needs the money. But if we look at the person who's committing, then it doesn't make a difference exactly how much he's committing in terms of the number of pounds, but it means more to us. What does it mean to him when he's committing? If he's a millionaire and he commits £100,000, what does it tell me about how important that organization that you're fundraising for is to him? £100,000 to him is to me like £10. So £10, if I give £10 to something, it means that. I think it's okay, fine, good. It doesn't tell me that my soul is really sold on it. The other person that committed £1,000, let's say it's a young boy, it's his life savings so far, and he's giving away £1,000 for it, that means that this is everything to him. That's a different level of commitment altogether. What are we committing in Krishna? We're going to keep the mitzvahs, fine. There's 613 of them, it's a lot. We're going to remember to do them. Asays, loisa asays, the ones that we don't know, we're going to learn. It's a big commitment. But it's much more than just that. We said at the beginning, b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol moedecha. B'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol moedecha encompasses everything that a person has. Yetzer tov, yetzer ra, your money, your life, every situation that you're in, all your koichos, whatever you have, it's a statement that I am putting everything on the line in order to be able to do what it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's not, I have a lot of things to do today. I have this appointment and this meeting and this program and this, that. And I'm also going to squeeze in a little bit, some mitzvahs here and there somewhere. No. V'avtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha means everything is here for this purpose. B'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha. Whatever you can see that I have, Hashem, whatever mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, whatever, it's all there. I'm committing everything. Everything that I have, everything is here for to proclaim Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's no commitment bigger than that. That's the biggest commitment. There's no stronger level that a person can go to. It includes everything. It encompasses everything. How does a person do that? What's the drive inside the person that will bring him to commit that everything that I have and everything that I am and everything that I've achieved and everything that will be? People that went al Kiddush Hashem were killed because they were Yidden. This is the pasuk they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That means, literally, everything that all my future that I thought I'm going to live for the next 50, 60, 80 years, I'm giving it away now. Because everything is here for Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What drives a person to give up his life? I'm not talking in a case where a goy came and said, I'm going to shoot you because you're a Jew, where he has no choice. But he either has a choice. The goy says, either this or I'm going to kill you. The Yid says, no, you kill me. What brings a person to do that? There's Ramban. The Ramban on that pasuk, which is Avodram quoted, he asks a kasha in pshat in the pasuk. It says, Lo yimei rubchem, not because you are so great in number, Hashem chose you, because you're the smallest. Ki, because, me'avas Hashem eschem, because Hashem loves you. Says Ramban, okay, so why does he love you? You haven't answered the question. Not because you're so many, because you're not so great in number, but because Hashem loves you. Okay, and why does he love you? Why does he not love the neighbors? Why does he not love a different nation? Where's the answer to the question, asked Ramban? Says Ramban, you're right, it doesn't say. It doesn't say a specific reason why Hashem loves us. What it means is, says Ramban, Hashem was looking for a nation to love. Why Hashem was looking for a nation to love, I have no idea. Why did Hashem create the world? Why all these whys, we don't know. Hashem wanted to create a world with a nation that he's going to be close to and love. Of all the nations, Hashem chose us. Why? Because we are the most fitting to be loved. What makes us special? What makes us different? So the Ramban says, I don't have the Lashon over here. He says, Ki yam doloi b'nisyonos. A Yid has the koyach, I guess, from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to stand by Hashem in any situation. The Ramban brings a medrash where it says, O Yehudi, either I'll be a Yid, or Yitzoluv, or I'll be hanged. A Yid has it within him to stand by Hashem, whatever. Whatever the circumstances, I forget now the Lashon, but the Ramban says something to the effect of, you're in a relationship, sometimes it goes a bit rough, not everything goes the way you thought. How deep is your love? If it's skin deep, then as soon as things turn a little bit sour, you say, okay, we'll try somebody else. If the love is deep, and it goes as deep as you can get it, then whatever happens in the relationship, you'll weather it. You'll make it through. You say, times will get better. Well, there's a reason for it. You'll stand by that one whom you love, whatever the result, whatever you have to weather because of it. Says the Ramban, because Hashem loves you, because you are the ones who we saw fit to love, because you can reciprocate. You know how to love Hashem, that you'll stand by him whatever goes, whatever happens. O Yehudi, O Tzolof, you'll even give up your life. The thing that drives the Yid to commit everything to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Avas Hashem. The love for Hashem means he understands and he feels that this is what's there for him in life. This is his greatest success. Every other success that a person can imagine pales into insignificance in comparison. And he says, this is what my life is about. My life is about knowing Hashem and serving him, being pulled after him. And whatever it takes, it takes. If it takes this, if it goes like that, but I'm going after Hashem. Says the Avudram, because the declaration of oneness, if it's not done with love, with a full heart, so where's it going? What's the point of a person getting up and say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. There's nothing besides him. Everything is only leading towards Hashem. And in his heart, he's kind of 50-50. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't mean in terms of he's like not sure, in terms of emunah. But he's, you know, how committed am I? Okay, you know, if it goes, I'll go along with it. That's not Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad means there's one thing and one thing only. Echad means it's one and it negates everything else on that level. And it means everything else that exists is just around that. It's just to lead to that. It has to be Ba'av or Belev Shalom, otherwise it doesn't mean anything. Yaakov Avinu, when he wanted to tell his children just before he died, when Mashiach is coming and so on, so it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away this knowledge from him, and he thought that maybe because one of his children was, there was a psul, there was something wrong with them, and that's why the Ruach HaKadosh went away. And they said to him, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The statement that they were making is that we have nothing else in our lives. Hashem Echad, our lives are focused, this is where we're headed, this is what we're pulled after, this is where we're going to. And when he heard that, he was pacified, and he understood there must be a different reason why this knowledge was taken away from him. The reason why Hashem chose us, we don't know the reasons, but the reason why Hashem chose us, the Ramban says, is because we are Shema Yisrael people. A goy is not able to do it. He can say it, you know, a geir is a different story, a geir becomes a geir, but a yid has it within him to say, stand up twice a day and say, I've got a million things going on in my life. It's true, I'm busy with this, I'm busy with that, I have to take care of this, I have this worries and this problems and this pressures, but he clarifies to himself twice a day, put everything aside, my heart is really in one place. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And when he says that my heart is in one place, he means, I'll do whatever it takes to get there. It might take me 20 years, it might take me 50 years, 80 years, 100, 1,000, it doesn't make a difference. But that's the way I'm going, that's the way I'm pulled, that's the direction that I'm headed. This is why Krishma is preceded by the Brach of Ava Soilam. I mean, it's a very strong Lashonus over there. If you look at Ava Rabba, Avton Hashem, Chemlo, Gedolo, Yiseirochon. It goes on and on in superlatives. And the introduction to Shema is Habrich Avam Yisrael Ba'ava. Shema Yisrael is our reciprocation of that Ava. And that leads us to Shemayna Yisrael. Krishma is Badafka part of davening. Again, technically you can be Yitzhak without it. But it's been put into davening because what's the schus that we have to stand and daven? I mean, come and ask for stuff. What gives us the right to come three times a day and stand there? It's because after Yid said Shema Yisrael, this is where my life is headed. In general, this is where I'm going. Then he can get up and say Baruch Atah Hashem. Is interested in hearing from him. Then it makes sense to go and speak and ask for X Atachinen Hashiveinu, because he's presented himself as a person that this is his purpose in life. This is his destination in life. It says an interesting Chazal, it says if somebody, it's a Gemara, I think, if somebody said Krishna day, night, for 60 years, and one day he forgot, he missed by night, one night he missed. So it says in the Gemara that it doime alov, the person himself feels as if he never said Krishna. Ki'ilu le'kora Krishna mi'yom. A person said for years and years and years, never missed. Once he missed, the sensation that he has is if he never said anything. So the Dubna Magid asks, what do you mean? He never said, he missed, is a problem. It's liskin, as the Gemara says, but what? How do you understand it means like he never said it? So Dubna Magid says like this. He says a marshal, Dubna Magid, he says in those days when you fought a war, there was a general and there were the troops. How does the general get his instructions to the troops? There's no radios. So he's got a line of people that he shouts to. So there's one person, he's standing here, the next person is 50 meters away, and then there's another. And the information gets to the troops. He says, what happens if person number four is... person number 10 is sleeping. He went off to get a coffee or something. So the information goes from the general to number one, number two, number three, number four. And number nine, it stops. So he comes back, and Achvez, they lost the war. And they say to him, where were you? He says, listen, he got through till number 9, so number 10 wasn't there. Nishkefalach, he made 9/10 of the route. He got there. What's the big deal? If there's a chain and there's a piece missing, then the whole chain is not a chain. He says, Krishna is supposed to take us, is like a chain. It goes through from day to day to day to day to day. And it carries the person through. If there's a snap, if there's a piece missing, then in a certain sense, it doesn't mean altogether, but in a certain sense, a person feels in himself, okay, so that I lost it all behind, it's all gone. Of course, the person has to get back to it and be mechazik himself again. But that's the chashivus of Krishna. It's that golden chain that takes us through day, twice a day, and it keeps us focused on, and that ava that we have to Hashem alive, and He reciprocates with ava to us. Shkoyach.
Thank you very much for these very, very, really, really interesting words. If I can just add one little point, that if we understand that the Ava is a prerequisite for Shema, then it makes a lot of sense that we need Pesuka de Zimra before that. Because Pesuka de Zimra is the way to market to reach a level of Ava, by praising the Rebbein Shalom and seeing what the Bria is all about, that's the way we can, on a personal level, reach a sense of Ava to Rebbein Shalom. That's maybe Ramash understanding the whole structure, the Chazal have established the Tevelet, to have first the Pesuka de Zimra, following by Shema, following by Shema Neseh. Yeah, so I'd like to thank him after all. You want to add something?
Can I ask, the Eibishter loves us, we're put to be loved. We'll always stand by him. Where do we get the kodesh from? We'll always stand by him. He put it in us.
It's from a Roman
Catholic. It's not the
We have to live up to it. It's not like automatic. We have to, but we can find it within ourselves. The goy doesn't have it.
Right, so again, so thank you very, very much for these very interesting and inspirational words, and we shall carry on from tomorrow back to the Sugya of Erva, or restarting the Sugya of Erva, so, and thank you very much, Rabbi Engelton, for joining us tonight. Thank you very much.